we've had a several-year effort now addressing kind of going from a program or a decentralized execution of IT operations to a more centralized operation. I think, as I may have mentioned earlier, the governance components of IT have grown where it has outstripped the program office's ability to comply with those things. And you can look across the board at security, at capital planning and investment, and whatnot. So as we move to a more centralized footprint, we're addressing that from a governance standpoint. So we've spent a lot of time over the past couple of months, and we should be finally rolling out our complete program from a project management standpoint. In concert with that, it's not sufficient for us to just take the governance aspect. We've been moving to both infrastructure consolidation and some new desktop approaches. From an infrastructure standpoint, we've had multiple data centers, and we're trying to address those and see if there's a more efficient way to put those into a single location. So we're looking at more efficient energy and server utilization and everything along those lines. So you see things like virtualization technologies that we're putting a larger footprint along those lines, trying to get the footprint smaller, but at the same time being able to add functionality. So that is one of the major efforts we've been doing. In parallel to that, we're moving heavily with some of the requirements along the lines of cybersecurity stuff that has been very prominent over the past couple of years. And as I think with most things IT, they take some time to get out there and fully deployed. So we are moving to, or at least addressing areas where we go into thin client usage. We are moving away from the desktop at this point. We're trying to get folks in a situation where they can be a little more flexible as far as their work locations and whatnot. So there are a lot of projects running along those lines. More recently, we're looking at things along the lines of some redesigned approaches to our website and the way we collect and deliver information. And specifically, if you get into data, for lack of a better term, we have an effort ongoing right now for consolidating our licensing systems. Currently, the FCC has numerous licensing systems, and they have evolved from a commission that was structured very much along the lines of industry requirements. So you would have an international group, you would have a wireless group. As the industry has gone through this convergence process, those systems that support the licensees, if you will, and the data collections, or no longer make sense in a standalone stovepipe setting. So we're undergoing an effort which will be beyond the 6 to 9 month time frame, and it will probably take several years, but we're well into the throes of it, of making sure that we can get all our licensing systems into a single licensing platform for all things that the FCC licenses and manages.
So that's a pretty big plate you got there. Let's start with the centralized governance piece of it. A lot of agencies are what I was seeing is setting up kind of investment review boards or IT governance boards. Is that something you guys are doing, or is it more around just having a single set of maybe standards, policies, regulations that everyone within the IT business community would follow?
It's a bit of a blend. On some level, it's a standardized way to collect, request, analyze, and make decisions on IT investments. There is a review process, but given our size, the review process, oftentimes, the individuals we can bring to the table don't have the context within which to make the decisions associated with those systems. So our current process has always reserved for the commission to make that final investment decision. Being an independent agency, you know, most of that stuff flows through the chairman's office, and that is where the vast majority of the decisions flow. So we do have review boards, we do have processes and approaches in place where we do communicate on a daily basis to all of our consumers about what's going on, and we do that at all levels. And when we get into the major investments, more often than not, that is happening at the highest levels of commission as far as decisions concerned.
I want to jump also to something you mentioned, thin client. Talk a little bit about how you guys are maybe going to move there. Have you already started? Do you have pilots? What's your plan?
We do have pilots in place. We've been using our IT contract workforce now to develop and try out some of the thin client approaches. In most cases, that there's no mystery to what that thin client is, other than the fact that you have some sort of way to connect to centralized services and you do your processing there. But as you expand that model a little bit more, you can say it's a an ideal setting or maybe an ideal solution for a telecommuting standpoint. Maybe an ideal setting for things like what the Patent Trademark Office has done as far as managing their space and their hoteling approaches. We do have a live thin client structure right now in select locations. And most recently, we've been using it in our management of some of our GTV efforts. We have been able to wrap in the HSBD12 card approaches, and we've made that service usable via that card. So we're now getting to the step where we're going to distribute that from maybe some select locations to a broader representation of the commission and start having them experiment with that implementation and see if it can indeed deliver the same level of quality and experience that users are accustomed to from a desktop standpoint.